10:35. I'm at Cleveland High School going north, and I got a customer. He just keeps falling asleep, wobbling all over. I've asked him like three times. Hey, you got to stay awake. I can't keep an eye on you and drive this bus, especially in the area I'm coming up with all the bikes. So, and he won't get off.
Okay, so is he's seated and falling asleep? Is that correct?
Seated and wobbling back and forth, and I said, hey, I can't have you falling asleep on the bus. Okay.
All right. Do you believe that there's alcohol involved or something else, or do you have any clue?
Homeless. Looks like he hasn't slept in a month, and wobbling, you know, back and forth. I've asked him like three times, and with all the bicycles coming up and keeping an eye on him from falling out of his seat, it's, you know what I mean, it's not safe.
Well, Sean, I definitely understand. This is Grant. If you want to tie it up, I'll have somebody come and take him off the bus.
All right, just give me about 10 seconds and I'll let you know.
Sir? I'll see you on the radio.
No, he won't get off. You have to send somebody.
Okay. Are you tied up where?
Tied up at Cleveland.
Okay, so you're going to stop there at the Cleveland stop between Powell and Franklin, correct? All right, I'll get help to you.
Yeah, he's harassing customers. And...
All right, open both sets of doors, turn on your four-ways, announce to your other passengers that you're waiting for assistance and you don't have to target him. Maybe he'll decide to get off. If he does get off before police arrive, get me ready for service and roll out of there. Give me a little bit more description other than wobbling. Male, white, approximate age, clothing color?
Flannel shirt, blue, pinstriped, black pants, black hiking boots, red backpack, about 60, gray beard, balding on top, long, scraggly hair.
All right. And I'm going for police, so if he gets off on his own, no report. If police take him off, we'll do a company report. We're clear at 1729.